The 9th Hippodrome Silent Film Festival, otherwise known affectionately as HipFest, will run over 5 days next month in Bowness. We spoke to Alison Strauss, the festival director, about the programme.
Well, we're so excited to be launching the 9th Hippodrome Silent Film Festival. We've come a long way and now we're just heading towards this 5 days of fantastic premieres of restorations and musicians coming from all over the world and audiences coming from all over Scotland and the UK and even abroad to come here to this town, Bowness, to see these wonderful films in this beautiful, beautiful cinema. The Friday night gala is very special because everybody really pulls out the stops with what they wear. The audience comes in costume, you know, 20s costume. The theme this year is military moustache for reasons that will become clear when you look at the programme. I'm very excited about the Wednesday, which is the opening screening, which is going to be Rob Roy, filmed in 1922, and it was filmed on location not far from here and with hundreds of soldiers from the Argyle regiment, and it's just wonderful to see a Scottish story and Scottish intertitles up on the screen in Scotland's oldest cinema. So another highlight for us is Hound of the Baskervilles. This is a really interesting film because it was considered to be lost for decades, and it was found in the basement of a Polish priest who had a penchant for collecting silent films. And when he died, the people discovered that it was nitrate film in their basement, and they were alarmed because it's highly flammable. Donated it to the Polish National Film Archive, who worked together with the San Francisco Film Festival to create this beautiful digital restoration. And this is the last representation of Sherlock Holmes on screen in the silent era, and it was made in Germany, and it's got fantastic sets, incredible lighting, very atmospheric, kind of spooky, but you know, good fun as well. And that lovely relationship between Sherlock Holmes and Watson. Accompanying all our films, including the Sherlock Holmes film, will be as musicians who many of them are improvising or they're using semi-notated scores, new commissions, and Mike Nolan will be accompanying the Hound of the Baskervilles on piano. But all the music for many people is the highlight. It just takes people's breath away how when you add the live music element to the silent films, everything's lifted, and it's extraordinary to witness the musicians unrolling this other level of the story.
You can read the full-length version of this story and, of course, all our other stories online at www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.